Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. All blues and nothing but the blues. My name is Johnny Cox. Our guest in the studio today is Mike Caswell. You know, Mike, next we're going to play some Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, you talk about some powerful Texas Stratocaster. What's your take on Stevie, just in general?
Well, who don't love Stevie? You know, Stevie was known for his high-volume shows, and, you know, we were talking about amps and some tech specs earlier. He used to play through a Fender Twin and a Fender Bassman, cranked to 10.
That's true. I heard that. I heard his shows were very loud.
Yes.
If you were on the front row, you had to have earplugs.
Yes.
But, you know, Eric Clapton said when he first saw him, he didn't understand that, but halfway through the show, he kind of got it. You know, people say, like Jeff Beck, you don't really get Jeff Beck till you go to a Jeff Beck show, you know, the live show. But we're doing something different here. Here's our Stevie Ray on an acoustic 12-string guitar.
A little different.
You'll see that a little too much. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan in Life by the Drop.
Thank you.
That was I Wish I Knew from the Derek Trucks Band. Derek Trucks is known primarily for being the slide guitarist for the Allman Brothers Band for many years. In a roundabout way, he kind of replaced Dickie Betts. Mm-hmm. And Dickie Betts left the band. And his slide playing is unreal. I don't claim to be a slide player. You ever dabble in slide?
I do.
Really?
I do. A little bit.
Do you open tunings?
Sometimes, but I prefer to play in standard tuning, for one of the truth, which is something that Derek Trucks as well as Warren Haynes both do.
Is that right?
It is.
I always figured they hit that open E.
Some do, some don't.
I was always figured if you're doing rock and blues, you went to the open E. If you're doing country, you go to open G. You know, you get the dobro.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the nephew of the legendary drummer, Butch Trucks, for the Allman Brothers Band.
Mm-hmm.
And his, favorite... There's a video of him online of him playing Layla when he's probably like 12 years old on slide guitar. And it's like just as good as he is now. He's definitely a prodigy. Staying with this subject, another great guitarist for Allman Brothers Band was Warren Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
Another fabulous slide guitar player.
There were periods where they were in the band together at the same time.
Oh, yeah, for a good many years.
Quite a long time.
But as good a slide player as Derek Trucks was, Warren still he had to do that States Pro Blitz. And it's weird that the style, because it's all finger picking, and as you hit one string with one finger, all the rest of your string of fingers are muting the other strings.
Mm-hmm.
And that just sounds like a lot of work to me. but stay on the subject. Here's Warren Haynes a solo tune here called the Hattiesburg Hustle. We'll be right back.
of being a star. BB King is watching wherever you are. So don't touch a string until you listen to some BB King. Well, Sweet 16 and Caledonia too. Even Lucille gave BB the blue. 3 o'clock in the morning, singing his down home blue. So don't touch a string until you listen to some BB King. To some BB King.
That was Meet Up on the Wings. No, excuse me, Mount Up on the Wings of the King. That is Kenny Neal and Kristone Ingram's, I guess, tribute or homage to the great BB King himself, who is pretty much. Yes, the king of the blues.
I really like that line. Don't touch a string till you listen to the king.
How about that? Don't touch a string till you listen to the king. You know, Johnny Winter said, he says, you know, as much music as you play, you should listen to just as much. Mm-hmm. You can learn so much more from listening sometimes you do playing. And, you know, and it's also a perfect example of Kenny Neal, a seasoned veteran, been around since the early 70s. And then there's Kristone Ingram. Kingfish, and he's pretty young guy, isn't he? Like in his 20s?
I think so.
And he is absolutely amazing.
Smoking guitar player.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to go see Kenny Neal when I was, 19 or 20 years old at Miskin's Tavern on Market Street. And he would come out, and you talk about an entertaining show. I mean, it's really, really what a seasoned professional is, and his band, you know, everybody in the band knew what to do. And Kenny, the one part of the band, he would stop and he would set the guitar down and he'd go play the bass. They hand it back to the bass player. Then he'd push the keyboard guy off to the side for a while. He'd play a keyboard solo and then get him back. And then he'd go run the drummer off for a minute and he'd play the drums. And then he'd come back and pick his guitar up, finish the guitar solo, finish the song.
King of all trades.
Just letting you know. You know, I can do all this if I had to. And it's not uncommon. I think he did a lot of recordings in the studio and did every instrument.
Really?
With 8-track and 16-track or, you probably do 128 tracks nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. But that was I think that's a good testament to BB King. Well, we got some more coming up here. Stay tuned. You know, we have about 4 or 5 songs left to go. This is Red, White, and Blues. I'm Johnny Cox with Mike in the studio, WVFF Radio 97.7. Veterans for Truth.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,